It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's great to be on Jethro FM. And Barbecue Bob and I are excited that we're back on Saturday mornings because this is the time of year that you're getting just ready for that tailgate. And Barbecue Bob and I are going to give you some advice on some tasty treats and anything else we might think about talking about. I am Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Whatever market you're in, it might not be Saturday morning where you're at. We know some places play us on Saturday afternoons, Sunday nights, whatever, but we're glad you took some time. Don't forget, you can go to thegrillingguys.com, top right side of the website, and you can get the links to actually just send this to your phone if you're not in a good market or if you just want to share a broadcast. So a free podcast. I mean, we could charge you millions for it, but it's free.
Yeah, we could try. At least nothing wrong with that. But
cheers, mate.
So what are we drinking today, Barbecue Bob?
This is something I just literally stumbled over after having a few.
Oh, yeah, right.
I stopped up at Cranker's in Big Rapids. I was up at our old alma mater, and I had to go and see Crank. And he said, "You got to see this. Guess what?" And sure enough.
Oh, he's got a beer called Keto.
He has the one and only Keto beer in America. He actually owns the name. It's copyrighted, so nobody can pose. But take a little taste of that. Tell me what you think.
I did. It's a really nice IPA. Smooth, not too hoppy. Got a little bite to it. It's 7.2% alcohol.
3.3 grams of carbs in it.
Per 12 ounces.
Yeah.
Right.
3.3 grams of carbs.
I'm on a 16-carb-a-day diet, so I got a 4-pack of this coming my way, baby.
Well, we're drinking it right now.
Yeah,
sorry about
awesome,
that.
Awesome, man. Well, no. Yeah, every day I restart.
Yeah, so that's at Cranker's, and Jim Crank, the founder, will be on in the third segment. But so
he's a good interview. You're going to want to stick around and hear that one.
He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a great visit with him. And
right.
I live streamed from the bar there when I had a couple of his famous conies.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Detroit boy, and he knows how to make some conies.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure we'll cover that, too.
If
yeah.
you go to Ferris Homecoming or just get to Big Rapids for deer hunting, setting up your deer camp like I was, going downtown Big Rapids, you just look on the main drag. It's a huge brewery. It's called Cranker's.
Yeah, and it's a good time. Because speaking of Ferris, a couple weeks is homecoming, that last weekend in September, and I'm headed up to put on a feed bag. My fraternity, Pi Kappa Alpha, Go Pikes, is having our 100th anniversary on campus, and Jop's feeding just a small party of 300.
Are you the founder of that?
I found it when I got up there, yeah, but not a founder, no.
They probably found you.
Right, yeah. But anyway, yeah, going to be just doing a simple little pulled pork, get some bitchin' beans going, and some slaw.
Oh, you're even stealing my trademark.
No, those aren't your trademarks.
Huh?
Come on now. That, you know, I think that
you
Crank
can call,
did it right.
You
with
can
the
call my wife and ask, because that's her name.
All right, yeah. Beans?
She came up with it.
Oh, all right, yeah, right.
Hey, I had my wife through Sunday a dual shower at our house for her girlfriends. My one kid got married, another one's having a baby, I think. I don't know. I just cooked. So I did pulled pork, and I set it up a little different. You know, you turned me on to that sweet pepper sauce from Frank's.
Yep.
Get it at Gordon's Foods. They love that. So I did my big warmer, three types of pork. One of them had that on there. They hit it like freaking
is that like
vultures.
A pineapple habanero or something?
Well,
oh, no.
Sweet
you're
pepper.
Talking about the sweet
it's
pepper.
That sweet
you're
pepper.
Right,
you
right,
used
right.
it on some chicken once, and
right.
I fell in love with it.
Yep, yep. Comes in a jug. It's made by Frank's and didn't doctor it up at all. Just used it
oh
up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so nice.
Right.
Because sometimes you just want to cheat.
Well.
Just like with Ferris.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's how we get through. But my point there is that so many times people want to doctor with stuff or tweak something a little bit. You know what? There's a whole lot of really smart people that make seasonings and sauces and marinades. And a lot of times you can just use those. you don't need to mess with them because they just come out.
Like I'm telling you, just like Billy Bones, Bone Daddy's, or Billy Bones rubs that
right.
Sobey sells.
Right.
Billy Bones was like one of the greatest barbecue guys I ever knew, and when I tasted his rub, I said, wow, that I don't have to try and invent it anymore.
Right.
And I've used it ever since, 10 years now.
Right.
Next weekend, I will be recording early because I'm heading on a party bus, and we're going up to Traverse City.
Oh, you can do the wine thing.
Yeah, we have a crazy crew getting together. So if you see about 14 people in a bus acting ridiculous, it's not us.
Right. It's somebody else in Traverse City going from winery to winery to winery. Which is another thing that's really cool about the fall, is that for about the next 4 to 6 weeks, Mother Nature's going to get out her paintbrush and just make the canvas of Michigan an unbelievable, unbelievable thing. And there's some great places to go, wineries. You know, we go south a little bit down to Fenville, but, you know, that Traverse area, that whole Leelanau Peninsula is just filled with great places to travel. And you got to get out and enjoy the Michigan fall. My absolute favorite time of the year in Michigan is
mine too, especially if I'm riding around with you and Brown.
Right, right. Well, we got rid of Big Brown. We only put her in the ditch one time. Come on now,
hey,
Bob.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're broadcasting live from Jethro FM, and you're listening to us maybe on one of your local stations around Michigan, but we're happy you're here. Don't forget to give us a like on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. But I was up seeing Crank because I went out to Whipple Lake to move my game camera.
Okay.
See, it's on a...
Was the card all full of deer?
No. It's on a cell phone, so I had to place it where I could find a signal.
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many side-by-siders going by, I had to kind of get in and out of there because I didn't want them seeing where I was putting my camera and just steal it. Because it's a nice one. I got it at Allen Bob's.
You don't chain those to the tree? Or
well,
something?
You strap them, but I mean, right. It's, you know, no.
Right.
Anyway, so I get home, went to Cranks, I got home, and I'm checking out the software on it, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, oh, it looks like the batteries are dead. Oh. I was there, and I didn't bring batteries because it's been up there about 5 or 6 weeks now.
Right. Yeah, and every time the wind blows or something walks in front of it, it snaps a picture.
Yeah.
And then it sends it to you, so it's double power.
So I'll be going back up.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, it doesn't do you much good if it's not showing you pictures.
Well, we're going up Friday, so right. I'll be taking a little detour.
Yeah, why not? Well, that'll be fun. You taking the bus full up there?
No, we're driving up there. We have a bus picking us up at the condo.
Oh, so nice. Nice.
We got a bunch
good for
of
you.
Rooms at the
yep.
Marriott event.
That's
there.
Cool. And, so last weekend after the show, my wife loves salmon, and she likes it one specific way that I do it, and I just wanted to share it with everybody because it was cedar plank salmon, but it was such a simple recipe that I put a glaze on it, okay? So I put it on a cedar plank. You soak your plank for a couple hours in the sink underwater so they don't burn, but they just smolder when mm-hmm. you get them on the grill. And I did this on a Tech, so it was indirect heat.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little longer to get them, you know, smoldering. But put that fillet of salmon down there. I put 2 tablespoons of coarse ground mustard, the kind with a little bit of seeds in it. I used grape pecan is what I just bought, a little jar of it.
Of course you do.
Right. Yes. And but then I put an equal amount of maple syrup in there. And then I put a little bit of rosemary in there with it, mix that up, and just spread it over the top of the salmon and let it set on the countertop for about 15-20 minutes, so it kind of, you know, dried out a little bit and gelled, and then just took that planked salmon and set it on the grill, shut the lid, medium heat, and eventually that plank starts to burn a little bit on the bottom and it'll create this real smoky flavor. Super easy recipe, super easy technique, because you know it's done. Pick it up
when the edges of the plank are on fire.
The plank's on fire, that's one. But two, you can just take a spatula, you can take your tongs, whatever you got in your hand, and just try to flake away a little bit of that on the deepest part of the thickest part of that fillet, and you'll know it's done. And it turned out fabulous. Just that simple little 3-ingredient, and then there was a 4th ingredient. I used lemon zest. I took a little zester and zested some lemon in that too before I mixed it up. So you got mustard, maple syrup, the rosemary, and some lemon zest. Those were the four things that are in it. Fantastic recipe. Super easy.
Nice.
Super easy to do. But if you like salmon, that's a great way to do it. And this is the time of year. The guys are killing the salmon out there in Lake Michigan. But we appreciate you tuning in. Hey, man, coming up next, we're going to be doing some fall veggies. Brussels sprouts on the grill. Can you do that? I think so. Stick with us. We'll be back.